Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Well, good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. Up and running. So much. Yeah, I had another bout of that bronchitis thing going around in the Chicagoland area, and it was just not a pretty sight. So, but I'm back. I gave it to my husband. He's ill now. Thank you very much.
Oh, great. Thanks for spreading the crud.
Well, you know, and that's, I told you, Brian, before the show, I'm going to stop shaking hands with strangers or people that I think might have small children or have been near small children. Not that I hate small children, but it just seems like it breeds with small children. And anyway, and maybe stay in my house until like July or something.
It's probably not a bad idea. Just we could call you Bubble Girl.
We could. And I think there's a whole fashion line there, you know, for women over 50 living in a bubble. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's a new, you've got a whole new career in front of you with that. Think about it.
Well, and, you know, and I was thinking about a whole new career when I was looking at the biography of our guest today, and I was thinking, you know, wow, Don Cross is amazing. I don't know if you had time to read.
I did.
But, you know, this will be really, really, really fun. But anyway, how was your week?
It was very good and busy like usual, and always keeping moving forward between this and all the other and the other podcasts that I do and all the work. I mean, I'm definitely bouncing off the walls.
Your bacon podcasts are, you know, really, I've been listening to them. They're great. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, and they're starting to take off. I mean, they're you know, reaching about 80 to 100 people a day now, which is, you know, it just takes time. You know, it just takes time to really kind of get
the... Yeah, it does. It takes time. Especially if you do it like we're doing it, which is more organically, which is, you know, more, I think, authentically, because we're doing it through word of mouth and you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, you can either buy into this with big bucks and, you know, which...
Right.
Unless you're holding back on me, which could happen, I suppose.
No. It's all organic, trust me.
It's all organic, which is really, I think, for most people, the you know, the experience that we're having will be valuable to most people, because most people don't have $100,000 to put into a campaign. That's what this would cost if you paid for it.
Yeah, and you could spend thousands of dollars to get, you know, get out there, but then, you know, the biggest thing about it too is you have to have some kind of measurable ROI. You've got to get some kind of return on that investment.
Right.
If you can't,
right,
you know, and if you can't
that,
predict that,
right,
then it's, you know, it's a little crazy.
And if you don't have a product, you know, or something, some service,
right?
Yeah. So anyway, we're doing just fine, thank you.
We are. We're doing just great. And speaking of great, our guest is here. And Don, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm online. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Don.
Hey, Jim. Morning. How are you feeling?
Good. Better. Thank you.
That's good.
Hey,
yeah, you sound good.
Well, I sound better probably than I did, yeah. I was just telling Brian, I was rereading your biography this morning. And finding it so interesting, especially in light of what we talk about on this show, which is reinventing yourself and making those changes within your life and your career. And man, I mean, you have really come a long way and done a lot of great things that I think our audience will be able to really benefit from. So I'm really glad that you're on the show. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Well, thank you. I just want to thank you for not only having me on the show, but for doing what you're doing here, being the person behind the Reinvention Chronicles. I view it as a tool that can help many.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's what really caught my eye with it and drew me to you is the need for this. That a lot of us boomers sit here not sure what to do, and we need some guidance. And there's a lot of sharp people out here that that could use some help.
Well, I was it was very kind of you because Don did send me a note because I didn't know him, and that's how we met. And I met he and his wife for coffee. And he lives in my town here, so that was pretty cool.
Shout out to Lyle.
You know, shout out to Lyle.
By the way, Kathy says hi, sends her best. She enjoys your Facebook posts. She says she sees a friend's enjoyment in them.
Oh, I've been, I know people tell me you spend way too much time on Facebook. But, you know, it's kind of like... it takes the place of those stupid television shows that started at like 6 o'clock at night, and you know, and you never left until 10:30 at night or something.
Right.
You know, you just
glued
to the TV, so it's just a smaller screen, I think. But so tell us about what you're doing now, and then how you got started. Sort of give people an idea,
yeah.
Or vice versa. You know, how did you get started, and what are you doing now?
Well, right now, my main source of income is business brokerage. I have, through a client, I also have an advertising business since 1987, and it did me well for many years, but 2008 through the last few years, it hasn't been generating the income that it used to. So I needed to look at other things, and one of my clients, Midwest Group, Joe Bartosek, looked at me and said, "Would you mind starting out the franchise division of our brokerage firm?" And I had some time on my hands that I could get into it, look into it, and could see the huge growth in the franchise area. And looking around, there's a lot of people, people 45 and above especially, that are looking to find a job that's more secure.
Mm-hmm.
And getting into the business brokerage, I've been able to help a lot of people find a new career where they could control their own destiny, being their own boss. And it gives them a guideline. It's starting your own business like I did. There's no handbooks on it, et cetera. You could do your studying and think what's going to happen best you can, but you really don't. So what a franchise does is people have made the mistakes already and paid for them. So you're paying for their experience with your royalty fees, but they bring so much more in software development and marketing tools, product development, things. So you can just focus on selling your business and growing it.
Yeah, it's a lot different running a franchise than it is starting from scratch, like you said. So, and what are you seeing as far as, you know, the people that you're working with? Obviously, we talk a lot about transitions here, and, you know, people are getting out of the corporate world and looking to basically take control of their own destiny, like you said. What are some of the people's stories that are coming to you that are looking to get into some of these businesses?
Well, you know, I had a meeting with a gentleman on Saturday morning that you know, he's tired of looking over his shoulder. He's worked in the corporate world now. He's in his mid 50s and he's not ready to retire. Still has a lot of energy, a lot of skills, but he's just tired of sitting there at his desk and seeing people go around him. He's taking on more and more work, and he's just afraid of that tap on the shoulder. It's time for you to leave.
Right.
So he's trying to take control, and I'm seeing more and more of this, he's trying to take control of his own destiny instead of, oh, my gosh, I don't have a job. What am I going to do? And
yeah,
it just, It's just kind of a terrible thing that's gone on in our country, or you know, in our where we were always used to being able to stay at the job and work through our 60s and end. It's not like it used to be.
No, it's changed dramatically, and you can't, you know, you're not guaranteed a job, and so to be proactive and to be smart about, okay, I've got a, you know, I'm in my mid-50s, and if I'm going to work till maybe 70, 75, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to be happy and contribute and make the necessary income that I need to make? And so
yeah,
somebody,
I mean,
like you,
interesting.
People.
Go ahead. I was going to say, interesting, on your blog, too, though, the legacy thing is with this as well.
Well, did you ever, honestly, Don, you know, and Brian, did you ever, like, wake up one day and think about, okay, what is our legacy? I mean, that's supposed to be for, you know,
yeah,
when you're, like, really old. And for us, really old is, like, 100.
Yeah.
That's what I think really
exactly.
Old.
Exactly. That's what I feel.
And, you know, but the other day, it kind of struck me. It's like, this is really the time, don't you think, for baby boomers to think about what is our legacy? You know, we still have a lot of time to make even more contributions than we've made. So that's why
mm-hmm.
I wrote it. But.
Yeah, and the legacy comes in not only in financial, but in things you're doing for the world.
Oh, absolutely.
The community.
Absolutely.
And,
I'm all
for that.
You were saying that you started out in manufacturing, right?
Yeah, I was out of school, and you speak about change. I went into a production control office that was the shop floor was all manual controlled, and the owner of this company had very very good vision in terms of getting computers involved, and so we manufactured the components that went in the machines that we made. There's upwards of 100 plus components, so the shop floor control was critical. And in mind, we were way behind schedule, and I came in and was put this in with a young mind. You know, I don't think it. I think they were having trouble there getting it installed because we always did it the other way before. So I think it was a shock change for a lot of those people that had been there for years. But for me, it was like, oh, this is a lot of fun. You know, seeing this come together at work and being able to use the power of a computer to take away the unknowings and the and the poor customer relationship by getting us on time. But you know, like, thinking about it and not at the time when it was going on, but it was a terrible shock to a lot of those people that were there.
Well, and the interesting thing is, I think that, you know, that we now are those people who, back when we started, were in shock. We're now
mm-hmm.
people in shock going, what?
You know,
you're
going to
do
right.
What with my phone?
You're right on, Jan. You're right on with it.
And I think that's one of the things that boomers can really help with, is to be more empathetic. If we go back and look at how the people that hired us, and that honestly we were displacing, but they were retiring because they could
right.
and they wanted to.
Right. You're right
with
that. That's
a big difference between what's happening. But the millennials and X, you know, the other generations right now in the workplace, you know, they are so smart. There's just differences. Don't you find, Brian, in the way that we
oh, yeah.
communicate?
They're very smart, but they don't have a lot of, you know, the vision for the future. They have a much shorter attention span and shorter term plans.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think that is really challenging is back in the old days, we used to have this wonderful thing called pensions, and we
mm-hmm.
could actually plan for retirement. And now everything is based on a 401k. And, I mean, currently today, if you were going to retire, meaning you're just going to kind of chillax and not go travel
mm-hmm.
the world and everything, you need $1 million for two
yeah.
people.
Oh, more than that.
Right. you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying chillaxing. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, just chillaxing.
You know, just assuming your house is paid off and, you know, and you don't live in Illinois and have $20,000 in real estate taxes.
Geez, did you have to remind us, especially God and I?
But I'm just saying that, you know, it's like, you know, that $1 million, it doesn't come quickly. It takes a long time to pull that together. And it's like, that's one of the things that I think that most people don't think about is when they hit 70, you know, and they want to do whatever it is they want to do. It takes a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy. So, right?
Brian, I kind of wince when I see those Prudential commercials come on.
Right.
Where do you have enough money to retire and where you think you're going to go? And people are unrolling this thing from the center and, like, they're all falling way short of their life expectancy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, John, what advice would you give someone who is right now thinking, man, you know, I see the handwriting on the wall with my present situation, career situation, and I'm looking for some options.
Yeah. Well, you know, I to be, you know, self-serving from what I'm doing, because that's my area of expertise now, is, you know, you can look at this area and, you know, we have tools to help people find out where their comfort zones and what type of business that might work best for them. So that costs nothing to do to start out with, you know, just filling out some forms and we could talk to you and see where you're at. And then, you know, getting that information down and looking at it and then studying it and really taking it into heart to see if you really are ready to make a change, because change is scary. And we don't like to change because we're all in our comfort zone. Organizations and corporations and people feel, well, that's the way we've always done it, they tend to get stagnant and eventually, you know, wither away. So we have to embrace change. It's the only thing that keeps us moving forward and not be afraid of it. But doing it with knowledge, you know, the internet has made things so much easier to do the research, to do your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful because there's some opinions on there that aren't really factual. But if you take your time and you go through it, because this is a big life decision.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of good franchise options out there, especially for people who are used to working in a corporate world where it's structured.
Mm-hmm.
Franchises are good for an entrepreneurial spirit in that you have to get out and work and do things. But if you don't follow the plan, your chances of succeeding are greatly reduced. You really have to follow what the franchise, you know, puts in their manual, puts in their procedures. And if you follow your plan, your chances of success are much, much greater than trying to do it on your own. But it's up to the individual, again, to really follow the procedures and put their heart into it that way.
Right. What are some of the more common franchise opportunities that you're seeing? I mean, obviously we think about restaurants all the time, but there's a lot more than just restaurants, right?
Yeah, restaurants represent probably 60-70% of the franchise income that's generated out there. But we represent everything from I've got a gentleman right now looking at buying up Chicagoland for a drain cleaning company. That's new to the area. It's kind of recession proof business. If you have sewage backing up into your house, you're going to make that phone call, go to the Google and pull up, you know, what comes first, and you're going to want to get that done. Doesn't sound like the most glamorous thing, but he's also a contractor, so he's looking at this to generate new lead for him as well.
That's smart.
Yeah. So paralleling that in together, you know, I think he's right on with it. Most people don't think they're going to grow up to be, you know, a sewage cleanage man, but you know what? It's a nice living, and it's a needed service that is somewhat recession-proof. Haircuts, we represent Sports Clips, and they're all but sold out in Chicagoland right now. the concept of that. We have other concepts as well, but people always need a haircut. And even in times of where money's tight, you know, they might go to the $20 haircut versus the $100 haircut place. So, you know, that's ongoing. Insurance is always a good. We've seen a big growth in that area. And that's a good repeatable business where you see up to 90% renewal rates.
Mm-hmm.
So you could spend most of your time on prospecting and growing your business. And then,
I'm sorry.
I stepped on you again. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, are you seeing a growth in trends in services for baby boomers?
Yeah. One of my franchises is for at-home non-medical health care. With the large number of people turning 65 every day, the thought of going into a nursing home, et cetera, but to be able to stay in our own home, and if you have parents that are in their 80s or whatever, you can't be there all the time to take care of them. So you need mm-hmm. a break, you need some help. So these services are growing phenomenally well. And to hear the stories, I just had a new opening up in the Elgin area, and she's had her grand opening about a month ago, and she'd been open for a few months. And just some of the customers were in there, and some of the clients' children who hit ranges or whatever, just talking about what a great relief it is for them that they could conduct their own lives, and then when they go to visit with their parents, it's not having to make sure that they're bathing, having to make sure that they're picking up and taking their meds.
Right.
So it could be more of a social call.
Right.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of my fastest growing franchises right now.
So what are some of the takeaways for you? What have you learned in the last 2 or 3 years that have been valuable to you through this, through this new success doing this kind of franchise brokering?
I don't know if you're familiar with Napoleon Hill. One of his quotes is, "Opportunity often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary
mm-hmm.
defeat."
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to look at that. And he wrote his book, Think and Grow Rich, in the middle of the Great Depression, and he saw it as an opportunity to get out and really grow and make some money. Another thing which I really grabbed onto during this period, I reread the book a few years ago, is the mastermind group, getting people together that have different skills than you and helping each other out, which is where I see this getting back to this reinvention, which has excited me. You seem to be pulling together information here and resources to help people. You're excellent at blogging, and that a lot of people don't understand what that means and what it is to do. And the value of it. Just the information on your blog you released on Legacy, that information is there, and it'll be helpful. And it was written by somebody in my age, so to speak, and so I relate to it better. And there's a lot of people out there who have information that they can share very easily. You know, I was listening then on Brian, what you're talking about, building your followers, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
through it's work, but it's not a lot of money.
Right.
Type of campaign.
But it's one of those things. I think people make this whole social media idea so much harder than it is. And so if you have somebody like Brian who understands that it's a matter of being persistent and of knowing what your message is and of knowing who your audience is and how to put your content together and how to put your your whole campaign together, and Brian is like the best at this. So,
yeah.
And
I need to get to know Brian better.
Yeah, you do. And you need to bring a pound of bacon because.
Where do you live, Brian?
I'm in Aurora. So really
close. Okay. All right. We'll have a cup of coffee sometime.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you can always find, my podcast. I actually sent you, I always do a LinkedIn request, so that'll help us get started there.
Yeah.
Yep. And it is, the thing about anything, I don't care, you know, a couple of things that I've learned in business is, number one is everybody is in sales. I don't care what you call, how you slice and dice it, no matter what you do, everybody's in sales. And especially when you have a franchise, you know, it's all about the relationships that you build with the people that you meet. You know, I don't care what you're selling, haircuts or, you know, senior services or sandwiches. It's all about getting people to relate to you, to talk about you, to get them to come back to you. And that's, you know, so it's all really about relationships. So the cornerstone of all the things that we've learned in marketing all these years and business are no different in today's world versus what it was years ago. It's just, you know, it's the methodologies in which we're creating business, generating business, and staying in businesses, whether it's a franchise or starting your own thing, is different. You know, that's where the change happens, but foundation never changes, right?
No, I mean, the old saying was, going to market without advertising is like winking in the dark.
Right.
And that's when you would run an ad in a newspaper or a magazine or direct mail or, you know, different methods. But it's the same thing now. If you're not getting the word out, and if you're not getting the word out through the Internet, people aren't going to be knowing what you're doing. They're not going to be able to campaign. It's just, like you said, a whole new method. I have a plug that I'd like to put out there, if it's okay.
We got about a minute and a half left, so go ahead and do your plug, and then also we want to learn how to get a hold of you.
I'm involved in the south side of Chicago, the Bronzeville neighborhood, with an organization called Bright Start Community Outreach, and that's brightstartcommunityoutreach.com. And we have we've created what's called the Dream Center, where we're helping people who have been through trauma to get through it, hurting people, hurt people. So we're trying to stop the cycle there, and we're trying to bring some additional resources into the community through job development and through parenting, helping parents become better parents. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to that organization there. And if your listeners would take a look at that and see if there's any way they can help us, it would be appreciated.
Sure. What's the website again for that?
That is brightstartcommunityoutreach.com.
Right. Awesome. And then if people wanted to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you? What's the best way for them to contact you?
The best way is probably phone. I do email and phone. And the email is D. Krause is, you know, D as in Don, Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E, at the Midwest, and GRP, short for group.com.
Okay, so
and it's our website.
D. Krause
as well.
At themidwestgroup.com, and it's GRP.
Right.
Okay.
And then my mobile number is 630-235-6303.
Awesome. Hey, Don, this has been great. Thanks a lot for jumping on with us this morning. We really appreciate it and appreciate your insights and everything, and it's been awesome.
Keep up the great work, everyone. And have a great week.
You too. We'll meet for coffee one of these days soon. So take care, Don. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, we got a few seconds left here, and about 40 seconds. So any final closing words you'd like to add to this?
Well, I would. I think that spring is a really great time for all of us to kind of stand back and, to me, spring is always a renewal time, a starting of, new ideas, new businesses, new ventures, new careers. And so for people to just stand back and think about what they've already achieved, I think that's really important, especially when you're going through any kind of changes, to look back and say to yourself, man, I really look at, I did this, I did this, and I did this.
All right, Jen, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business, Life, Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.